that leads me to ask the next question. What is your primary medium and maybe a couple tools you use? He came in just today and I was asking about a marker. So, I mean, you're a painter by trade or explain a little bit.
Well, I don't really know. Like, there's not really a solid answer for that question, but just ever since I was young, I loved to paint. And during high school, I got my hands on some spray paint and just kind of went from there. And my favorite thing to paint is a cinder block wall with spray paint, for sure.
Why?
But I also, just because spray paint's so fast and it's big. You know, like when you walk away from something you spray painted, it's always bigger than something you did with a pencil or whatever, you know. But the way that the cinder block wall, the divots in it and things like that, when you spray across it, it just catches the paint like really beautifully, and I just love that feeling no matter what, you know. Maybe also because it's a really common wall for places that aren't legal to paint, and it kind of reminds me of that and gives me that little bit of excitement, maybe a little bit. But I like acrylics. I love paint markers. Paint markers are my favorite too. And I'm gonna learn how to airbrush here next year. I just bought an air
Awesome.
compressor,
Awesome.
and I need to learn how to do oils a little bit more. So I grew up in Salt Lake in Holiday area. Right by Wasatch Junior High School, in that hood, my whole life. And when I was 18, I started going, spending my summers in Mount Hood, doing snowboard camp up there, because big fan of snowboarding. And spent a lot of time in Montana. My family has a summer cabin up there on a lake, so get my nature time up there. It's pretty rad. And I went to the University of Utah and studied graphic design there. Graduated 06, I want to say. That sucks, I can't remember that. And then I worked for Nitro Snowboards for a good 3 years up in Seattle, and then got tired of the rain and came back and just to be with my family and friends.
Cool.
Yep. So now I'm here just hanging out and trying to do as much art as I can and getting in shows and whatnot and doing my work too, so. Actually, I was working for another company called Celtec Gloves, and I've been with them for a long time, and they're just starting to get big. So I just kind of switched gears and just decided to work for them, and haven't really looked back. We've expanded our line this year, and we've got a whole bunch of gloves and T-shirts and really cool art applications going on there, and should be pretty cool next year. So.
Is gloves meaning like are these boarding gloves?
Yeah, for snowboarding.
Okay.
All types, like warm ones, you know, thin ones, good ones, like all any kind you want, you know, like a mitten or whatever.
Mitten, like four fingers, one big
Yeah.
finger, whatever kind of glove you want.
Well, actually, last night I just finished a project that was ended up being kind of a big one. Me and a few friends went and painted the street course at this thing called the Dew Tour in the Energy Solutions Arena. It's like Mountain Dew's like extreme sports. Like they got skateboarding and all that kind of crap, like motorcycle stuff. And a friend of mine that I knew from Mount Hood, going up there a while ago, he ended up working for them and called me and was like, "You want to come paint the street course? We just want it to look like people have done graffiti in here." And I was like, "Yeah." You know, so I got a few of my friends, my buddy Rourke and my friend, my roommate Simon, to come down and help me. And we did these big logos on the ramps and then just kind of let loose and did graffiti everywhere and like some big stuff and small stuff. And should be pretty cool. It's actually next weekend.
Do you have to be, I guess, going to the event in order to see this, or is it going to be outdoors, or
It's
is it
indoors.
inside?
It's inside, like where the Jazz play, you know? Like we were in there with spray paint, and I was like looking up at all the jerseys, like, "Dude, Hornacek or whatever those dudes' names are, Karl Malone and shit." Just like spray painting, it was pretty funny. I don't know. Yeah. It's inside the place next week, I guess. Saturday or something. Okay. Pros will be on. It's actually October 22nd at this store called the Autumn Garage.
Where's that?
I don't know the address, but do you know where that? It's right by, it's out in Cottonwood, like, you know that Lone Star Burrito place out there?
Okay.
It's directly across the street from there. I can't remember. I think Fort Union. I don't even know the name of the road. I forgot. But it's the 22nd of October, and I'm going to do some paintings that are Halloween inspired and try and have the opening be a costume party. So, like, and you have to wear a costume to, like, come check out the art. And
then,
I think there's going to be an after party, and I was just talking to my friend Knuckles last night. He's going to DJ it.
How many pieces are going to be? Do you know yet? Or?
I don't know yet, because I'm also going to hang a lot of my friend's artwork, too. Uh-huh. So depending on how much I get back, I actually cut a bunch of little wood squares, little panels, and I'm giving them away to all my friends and having them paint them, and then I'm going to hang them all together. So it's just the same panel a bunch of different times and people's different takes on it, you know.
Awesome.
Put my friend, because like friends and family are pretty important to me, and I was trying to think of a way to do that, and I think could be cool. Who knows? Or I won't get any back and I'll just paint some other stuff. And I'm gonna call it like Double D Stony Monsters Flowers and Friends or something like that.
Oh, perfect.
It might change, don't quote me on that.